Hello, this is the talk from St John's Church in Birkdale for Sunday the 23rd of July, and it's entitled The Morning Watch. Well, way back in 1990, BT executives were told that if they wanted to increase their market share, they should build upon the concept of, quote, reciprocated confidences, unquote. That's the exchange of confidences between humans, which can lead to better and deeper relationships. Well, as you might have recognised, that was the language of a marketing team, and the BT board sensibly drove it down to a slogan, "It's good to talk." Now, most of you will remember that campaign. There was Bob Hoskins in his gravelly Cockney voice telling us, "It's good to talk." Well, nowadays the slogan would be very much pushing at an open door, because there's such a greater acceptance of the value in talking things over, socially and professionally. But how difficult is it to actually speak to people whose service you need? How can you get through to speak to your bank when they've closed most of the local network? What about getting advice from a rail ticketing office? No, not for much longer. And you go on to a call centre, and of course there's a higher than usual volume of calls. It's so frustrating, and yet we know it is good to talk. And this morning, that's what we're going to be considering. We just need to find the right person and do it the right way at the right time. And as Christians, well, we have a head start because we know who we should be speaking to. We know we should be speaking to God. But what should we say and when? And how important is that? Well, today's text takes us back to the Old Testament and the fifth Psalm. And it's the first in our new series entitled Back to Basics. This will run for the next few weeks, right the way through the school holidays. And if ever we feel that we've lost our way in our Christian life, if ever we lose sight of what we really want and need from a life in Jesus Christ, then it can be good to get back to basics. And today we'll look at how we can root our Christian faith through personal conversations with God. You know, it doesn't need to be complicated. As long as it is sincere, simple and basic are just fine. Well, the book of Psalms is considered by many commentators to be their favourite book of the Bible, perhaps because together they express the whole range of human emotions and experience, from dark depression to exuberant joy. Everything you've ever felt, everything you've ever anguished over, will be expressed in one of the Psalms. Now, although they were written out of particular events across a period of over 1,000 years, we don't know the dates of many of the individual Psalms exactly. So we don't know for certain what David was called to write down when he put together these verses in Psalm 5. Many of the Psalms were written by David or for David in a personal communication with God. And we can see in his words here both his anguish and his confidence as people around him were plotting through deceit and flattery. Let's listen to his words in Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct my prayer to you and will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You will destroy those who speak falsehoods. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy, and in fear of you I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels and cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those who rejoice put their trust in you, Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let those also that love your name be joyful in you. For you, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favour you will surround them as with a shield. Now, I said that many psalms were written by David. And let's just be clear that this is the same David who walked out with a slingshot to defeat a giant. The warrior who was also an adulterer. The king who was also a sinner like the rest of us. And David's vast experience of life had taught him that when faced with a hard challenge, when his enemies were closing in, he needed to talk to his heavenly Father, who he knew had been beside him through all the ups and downs of his life. David knows that his need of the Lord is so great that he must speak to him every day. And maybe we can get a mental picture of him doing that. Maybe you can see him praying in a room or a field, but also look at when he's praying. Because in verse 3 he says, "My voice you shall hear in the morning. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." And the Bible does contain many references to morning activities. And maybe you'll think that's natural, as it would be the time to get things done before the heat of the day really built up. But it does appear significant that Moses was summoned by God to Mount Sinai in the morning, that Mark, as the Apostle Mark, recounts Jesus going out in the wilderness to speak to God before anyone else was awake. And of course, it was at first light that Mary Magdalene set out to the tomb of Jesus and found him resurrected. This morning was the time of day that God appointed his people to meet with him. And morning is a time when we can all be alone with God, just as they were. It can be a time of personal solitude and reflection before the pressures of the day really close in on us, before all of those other things get in our way. This is precious time for each of us, and it's precious time that we should spend with God. God has brought us through the night when we're at our most vulnerable. He safely brought us out of the reality of darkness into the reality of light, and the metaphorical light as well, and the promise of a new day. Isaiah 50 sums it up, "Morning by morning the Lord wakens me." And this is the time of the morning watch, which you remember is the title for our talk today. Historically, towns and cities were guarded by soldiers all through the day and night, and those hours divided into periods of time or watches. The guards of the watch were there to protect you. Well, God is our guaranteed watchman, and he's never going to get tempted away with other distractions. You're never going to catch him sleeping on the job. When David was finding it hard to sleep, God was with him. When we wake up to the morning, worried about the day ahead, God is with us. When our enemies, whether they're human, spiritual or emotional, are threatening to overwhelm us, God is with us, as he's been before and as he will be in the future. And on the morning watch, he's checking on our welfare, guaranteeing our strength and our safety. And that is his offer to all of us. Now, I know that many people are really, really busy first thing in the morning. And we're not saying that morning's the only time, the only correct time to come to God, because there are those who take time to, well, just take time to wake up, whether it's through illness or tiredness, or maybe on shift work. But the goal for all of us is to begin our day with God. Whenever that day begins for you, begin the day with God. You may have other times in the day when you pray and reflect or read your daily Bible verse. And all of that's still really important and valuable. But let's all, even for a few minutes, aim to begin the day with God. This is a great basic that we can all get back to. So, having accepted that the first thing David will do in the day is to speak to God, what exactly is he saying to him? Well, the first verse in our version of this psalm has David asking God to consider my meditation. But other versions use words such as "consider my groaning" or "sighing." And I think it's clear that these verses are coming from someone who has been burdened with exhaustion and mental weariness. But David is crying out to the Lord to listen to him, crying out in a prayer of hope. And we shouldn't be afraid to do the same, to cry out, to ask for help. You'll all know the old phrase, to get something off your chest. Well, don't be afraid to get things off your chest to God. And unlike many of your earthly acquaintances, God will actually listen. Then from verse 4 onwards, David is confirming that he understands the nature of God and recognises behaviour that is led by sin, behaviour that has to be avoided at all costs. He's rejecting evil and the associated acts of wicked people, the arrogant, the people who feel superior even to God, those who lie, those who look to destroy others with their actions and words. Well, none of these are traits of our loving God. And it shows the difference between the human and the divine. But we have to ask ourselves then the question, have we ever fallen into that type of behaviour? Have we ever lied? Have we ever thought ourselves better in some way than the next person? Have our actions ever made life more difficult for those around us? David accepts that the Lord will be unhappy with those who live sinful lives. And the language used says that the Lord is going to destroy them, and David asks that they be cast out by God. And this is never comfortable reading, but then again, it isn't intended to be. There are consequences for lives lived separated from God by sin. But we must leave the consequences to him. They're not ours to decide upon. And recognising God's power, David knows he can come to God safe and trusting in his mercy, and that, as it tells us in verse 8, that he will be led in his holy righteousness. Is that how we've come to church this morning? Have we come prepared to be challenged, to be changed in our relationship with him? Have we come willing to be led by God? Will we let God show us which way to go? And do we understand that if we don't follow God's way for us, then our enemies, whoever or whatever they may be, they will have won, and it's they who will be directing our lives instead. But David has such confidence anyway in God that this psalm, his prayer, finishes almost as a celebration. Let everyone who trusts God shout with joy, is what he says. Let those who love his name be joyful in him. And David assures us that through God, the righteous, the believers and the faithful will be surrounded with his shield of protection. The watchman is keeping us safe. In his personal prayer, David wants to be heard. He wants to be holy and helped. He wants to be happy. Can any of us ask for much more? We can be all of those things because God is always willing to listen. He isn't going to hide away from us and tire of our prayers. However many questions we have for him, he'll always have an answer, even if it's not the one we hoped for. He will be there to get us through the bad days, and let's be honest, he's better at it than we are. So never underestimate the value of prayer with God. We have to just turn all our burdens and hopes and worries and plans over to him. He will be listening and he will guide us. All we have to do is to come to prayer in faith. Faith is a detail that defeats everyone who may want to destroy us. Faith will keep the devil away. Quoted once as being the fire of faith, we need our personal time with God to keep it burning. So in the morning, David asks us all to lay our prayers before God and to wait and listen to his words and his plan. I just recently read that some people are now watching TV dramas at speeds 1.5 times faster than normal and forwarding over the bits they aren't interested in. They're impatient, they can't wait. Well, you can't do that with God. His speed is the only speed, and you can't cut bits out. If we are too busy to pray, too busy to talk to our Father as a priority at the beginning of each day, perhaps we should think more about what we lose out on when we don't take this opportunity. And we're asked to consider this time not only as a time to read scripture or read a written prayer, but as a time for a personal meeting with Him. And just imagine how powerful that can be. It really is good to talk. So read the Bible, get to know it better, but share it. Talk to others, come to a Bible study or a growth group here at St. John's. Yes, pray and reflect on the good news of Jesus Christ, but share it in conversations with others. If we put our trust in the Lord, we can shout with joy in the knowledge that He will defend us, bless us, and care for us. If we personally surrender to our Saviour Jesus Christ, come to faith and obey the Lord in all that He asks, we can meet Him daily with confidence. A morning meeting, a habit to be picked up. The Psalms teach us that God cares for all His people and He wants us to come to Him just as we are. You may have come across this little poem before. It begins like this. I got up early one morning and rushed right into the day. I had so much to accomplish that I didn't have time to pray. Problems just tumbled about me, and heavier came each task. Why doesn't God help me, I wondered. He answered, He didn't ask. So think about it. We could even have some reciprocated confidences. Just remember, it's good to talk, especially when God is joining in. Amen.